We're gonna finish our service this morning with communion, and I'm excited about communion. Here at Grace, we practice open communion. But when we think about that, let me just say a few words first about Thanksgiving. That's the time. Jesus took the bread, and he broke it, and he gave thanks. He said, "This is my body broken for you." And we're going to do that this morning. We're going to give thanks to God. It's Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. I love to give thanks. I entitled the little message here, and I say the little message, "Thanks for Nothing." Can you give thanks for nothing? Can you say thanks for nothing? Who does that? Who gets nothing and says, "Oh, thank you"? My wife and I are so excited because for years we've been able to practice this, and we're going to get away for just a couple of days. But you know, as life goes on, things change in the holidays, and man, the kids grow up, and pretty soon they're doing their own holidays. And so a few of us are getting away just for a couple of days. We get to drive 20 hours. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to a place where it's so warm. It was 9 degrees for a high yesterday. Thank you, Jesus. But you know what I love about it? We've been doing it for years. We're going to drive down an old gravel road. For 3 miles, we'll see the farmhouse because there are very few trees in South Dakota. And as my brother says, he loves it because he likes to be able to live in a place where he can watch his dog run away for 3 days. It's a great place. And we'll drive and we'll come down that old gravel road that I'm so familiar with. We'll see that old farmhouse. And where the barn used to be when my grandfather was a kid. And they had the team of horses and the old chicken house that's now a dog kennel. And the 5 dogs that'll bark when we come pulling down the gravel road with that last 1/8 of a mile as we turn off the road to come down to that old turnaround with the Quonsets and the granaries. That old farmhouse, the dogs will bark announcing someone's arrived. And an old house that was built in 1896 where my great-great-grandfather built. And we'll go into a house where there'll be the smell of pumpkin pie. And Mom will have that turkey. And family will come in from Minnesota and south and east and west and Rapid City and the lost sheep of Michigan will come driving in. And we'll gather around as a family, and we'll sit around an old dining room table that's been there for over 100 years, and stories will be told. Thanksgiving. Did we really need a president to proclaim to us? Let us give thanks. See, it's easy to give thanks in that. As we're sitting around, and the one who's loudest is going to be heard, and it's usually Grandma, 89 years old. Maybe her last Thanksgiving, Grandpa went home to be with the Lord a few months ago. 5 years ago, we were home for Thanksgiving, and my sister, sitting at breakfast, had an aneurysm, and she went to be with the Lord. You see, you give thanks when God's answering your prayers the way you want. But you know what? I give thanks for nothing. You see, I can give thanks in the everything. I can give thanks in the praise. Oh, God, you answered my prayer. You healed me. My mom's cancer's been healed. It's gone. Thank you, God, she made it through that. But I also thank God that my sister went to be in glory. As hard as that is, oh my goodness, Jesus has redeemed me. He died on a cross. He broke bread and he gave thanks because this is being broken so that you might be healed and have everlasting life. Oh, thank you, God. Give thanks in the praise and give thanks when there's nothing. In Thessalonians, it says very clearly in chapter 5, we are reminded to be joyful always, to pray continually, and to give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I thank God in the good days and bad. I heard about 2 little boys who were twins. And they were just as twins as they could possibly be, except as they got older, they found out they were just as opposite as they could be. One was just a little ungrateful brat. It didn't matter what happened. He complained and was just a little brat. And the other one was just carefree, that little happy-go-lucky boy. And these were identical twins. So when they got to be about 5 or 6, the doctors did some tests on them to find out what in the world made them so different. And they put the one pessimist boy in one room, and they gave him every toy you can imagine, and it just wasn't good enough. The Xbox didn't have the right game. It didn't go fast enough. The RC, well, the car wasn't big enough. And the batteries died too fast. And no matter what he had, he complained. He was just ungrateful. They went into the other room, and they observed him from the two-way mirror. And they looked in, and they had all they put in there. And they saw this little boy, and he was sitting on a giant pile of poop. And he was just grabbing it with his hands and saying, "Yippee!" He was throwing it up in the air. And they walked in, and they said, "What is going on? Why are you so happy?" He says, "You can't fool me where there's this much manure. There's a pony in here somewhere." I have learned to praise him in the great days and give thanks in the praise. I have also learned to give thanks in the poop, because there are days that are just crappy. And you know what? I don't want to be a guy who comes in on Sunday for an event and it's called church and I praise him. This is a lifestyle. It's learning to praise. And what happens is we get our eyes off the prize and we lose the attitude of gratitude. And when we keep our eyes on Jesus, we keep that. And he broke the bread and said, "Thank you, God." And that's what we're going to do. We're going to break the bread and say, "Thank you, God." Because in our lives, I can thank him in the good days and I can thank him in the bad, because I know those bad days aren't going to last. But there's an everlasting goodness about God that will never fade. It will never perish. It will never spoil. And I trust in those days in my life. You see, Satan tries to get you and I to do what's going to happen this Thursday when everybody's giving thanks. It's Thankful Thursday, but Freaky Friday's going to show up. And people are going to do stupid, crazy things. I mean, women are going to get up and tear out clippings. They're not going to go to bed at night. They're going to get up at 3 in the morning to go stand in line. There's going to be tents out in front of things to get things to make us happy. And all the thankfulness is about to go right out the window, because guilt is going to settle in if we don't get just the right things. If we don't give this year someone the right gift, and we lose it, Thankful Thursday becomes Freaky Friday. And Satan did it to Jesus after 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. Jesus was fasting. And in the middle of all that, he took him up to this high mountain. He said, "See these things. See these things. Jesus, if you bow down and you worship me, I'll give them to you." And don't we live in that? And what does that mean? It's the same thing that happens to us in our gratitude, of our that whole attitude. Oh, I see that he has better health or is better looking. I see that she has this. I see that these guys have these new toys. I see they have. And if I just had those, see these things. And Jesus was like, "See those things. I don't need those to be thankful. I'm the Son of God. I have seen something better that awaits for those that choose to believe. I know something better is coming. No eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has prepared for you." There's no Freaky Friday. There's Resurrection Sunday. And he's going to raise us up into glory. So can you praise him in the good days? Adam and Eve had it all. I mean, they had it all. God was in their church. God was walking with them. They got to be with God. No sickness, no death, no pain, no sickness. Folks, no cancer. No football players wearing pink little socks and wristbands. They could actually dress like men. I'm just being honest here. Listen, I'm all about cancer awareness. And guys growing the no-shave November. That's awesome. God bless you. Folks, there was a time when none of that was even needed. And you could say to a dolphin, "Come on over, we're going surfing." You could say to a lion, "Kitty, kitty." And God gave Adam and Eve everything they needed, and water and fountains and fruit trees and the tree of life and the tree of knowledge and all of these wonderful, awesome things. And in the midst of it, they said, "You know what? It's not enough." And Satan said, "See these things?" And they did what so many do. They bite into ungratefulness. Folks, can you be thankful for nothing? See, when I empty myself and I have nothing, that's when Paul said, in my weakness, God is strong. So can you be strengthened in that? Can you empty yourself and allow God to fill you this morning? Our communion is open. If you've confessed with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe and are justified, and with the mouth you confess and are saved. Romans 10. So if you've done that, you're a Christian, you can take communion. But the Bible says don't take communion with a sinful heart. It says make sure that you've checked your heart if there's any sin. So the worship team's going to sing a song. We're going to hand out, stay in your seats. We're going to hand out the elements this morning to you. We're going to ask you to, actually, you know what? We're going to do it a little different, guys. We're going to do a little, relax, ushers. Just have a seat. We're going to do this a little different. I'm going to have you come up. We're going to stand up here. And they're going to come up and take the cup and the bread. And they're going to take it back and sit down. And hold it until everyone's been served. We're going to take communion together as one today. Okay? So we're going to do that. But I want you to check your heart right now as the worship team. Let me have the ushers who are helping serve. I'll need one over here, one on this end, and two here to do that. So if you'll come up at this time. Who's got over here? Okay. All right, let's do this. I'm going to pray and they're going to sing. And then when you're ready, you're just going to come up and be served up here. Jesse. You come up and you get your element, take that back, and then we'll take this together. Father, if there's anything in our heart, we know that it's not our goodness, it's not our righteousness, it's not our unrighteousness and being bad. It's about Christ who washes away our sins. So right now, according to 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. It's Christ in us. So Father, cleanse our hearts as we receive the bread and the cup.
Just want to thank you.
Night, Jesus, knowing he was about to be betrayed, and as a human, that God had taken on flesh, and they were about to crucify him and put him through the next couple of days. And in the midst of all of this, he gave thanks. And he took that bread, and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you, that you might be healed. Take and eat." And on that very night, he took the cup. And the Bible tells us, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Blood for blood, a life for a life. He became the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And on that night, he took a cup and he held it and he said, This cup is mine. This is the blood, the cup of a brand new promise, a brand new covenant. And my promise is this: if you'll do this and you'll remember me, every time you do this and remember me, remember I have brought you salvation and I keep my promises. Take and drink. Heavenly Father, it's Thanksgiving. And a long time ago, a man made a proclamation in this nation to say, "May we remember the great providence of the Lord God Almighty in his infinite wisdom, who's graced us to have such a wonderful place to live. May we proclaim as a nation by a day of feast and prayer to say thank you. I ask on this day, may we have a lifestyle that says thank you. May each day be a day of thanks. That's our benediction. That will carry us through as we go into our week. May the world see a risen Savior in us that we are so thankful for, that they'll desire to know, and we'll give them an introduction in Jesus." And everyone said, amen. Happy Thanksgiving.